Have you ever watched a Cessna Caravan taxi out, run up, take off, fly a full route, land, and taxi back to the ramp with nobody in the cockpit? Not a simulation. Not a concept video. A real airplane, full weight, real airspace. I'm Vector on Clear Direct, and this one genuinely stopped me in my tracks. Reliable Robotics is a Mountain View company founded in 2017 by Robert Rose and Jurg Freffel, both former SpaceX engineers, and their pitch is deceptively simple. Don't build a new aircraft. Take the most proven utility airplane in the world, the Cessna 208 Caravan, and make it fly itself. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins for every milestone that matters. First solo, instrument-rated, commercial, CFI, beautifully crafted, built to last. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. Now, let's break this down, because there are a lot of companies chasing autonomous flight right now, and most of them are building entirely new airframes. Wisk is building a new air taxi. Joby is building a new tiltrotor. The whole eVTOL world is asking you to trust a brand new aircraft design and autonomy at the same time. Reliable is asking a different question. What if the airplane is already proven, and all you need to change is who flies it? The Caravan has been hauling cargo, passengers, skydivers, and everything else across the worst strips in the world for nearly 40 years. FedEx operates hundreds of them. They fly into unpaved runways in Alaska. They land on floats in the bush. The airframe is not the question mark, it never was. What Reliable has done is install a full fly-by-wire retrofit kit. They replace the mechanical control linkages with electromechanical actuators. They add redundant flight computers, redundant GPS, redundant communications links, radar altimeters, and a full suite of sensors that let the airplane perceive its environment. The result is a caravan that can be commanded from the ground by a remote pilot sitting at a workstation, potentially hundreds of miles away. And here's where it gets real. In 2020, they flew an uncrewed caravan. No safety pilot on board. No one in the left seat. The airplane taxied, took off, flew its route, landed, and taxied to the ramp entirely under remote command. That was at a test range, not in the National Airspace System, but it was a genuine uncrewed flight of a full-size certified airplane. Not a drone. Not an ultralight. A 6,500-pound turboprop. The data tells an interesting story when you look at why this matters for cargo. Right now, FedEx and UPS feeder networks rely on thousands of single-pilot caravan flights every night. Those pilots fly short hops, often under 200 miles, moving packages between distribution centers and smaller airports. The pilot shortage hits this sector hard. These are not glamorous jobs. They are night flights, short legs, repetitive routes. Recruiting and retaining pilots for this work is one of the biggest operational headaches in the cargo feeder world. Reliable's argument is straightforward. If a remote operator can supervise multiple aircraft from a ground station, you don't need one pilot per airplane. You might need one operator for three or four aircraft flying simultaneously. The economics change completely. You also eliminate the fatigue problem, because a ground operator can hand off to a fresh operator without the airplane ever landing. The airplane becomes the asset you schedule around the freight, not around crew duty times. But here's what most people miss. This is not about replacing pilots in the way the headlines suggest, at least not yet. The FAA is not going to wake up tomorrow and say, sure, fly empty cockpits through Class Bravo airspace. The path Reliable is walking is much more deliberate than that. Their initial target is Part 135 cargo operations. Think of the feeder routes that already fly single pilot, often at night, often into uncontrolled fields. The regulatory framework they are pursuing involves keeping a remote pilot in command at all times. That person holds an ATP certificate. They are responsible for the flight. They just happen to be sitting in a building instead of in the airplane. The concept is called remotely operated aircraft, and it is different from fully autonomous in an important way. There is always a human in the loop. They can see what the airplane sees, they can intervene, they can talk to air traffic control. The FAA granted Reliable a special airworthiness certificate for their modified caravan. That is not a type certificate, it is not operational approval, but it is the FAA saying, we have looked at your system, we understand what you have built, and we are willing to let you fly it in a controlled test environment. That is further than most autonomy companies have gotten with a full-size airplane. Now, I want to be honest about the challenges, because this is where the hype machine usually breaks down. Challenge number one is communications latency. When a remote pilot sends a command, it travels over a data link to the airplane. That round trip takes time. In normal cruise flight, a few hundred milliseconds of latency is fine. During a gusty crosswind landing, it could be a problem. Reliable says they handle this with onboard automation that manages the short-term flight path while the remote pilot provides high-level commands. The airplane flies itself moment to moment. The remote pilot manages the mission. Think of it like the difference between hand-flying and managing the autopilot. The remote pilot is managing, not stick and ruddering. Challenge number two is the lost link scenario. What happens if the data connection drops entirely? Every remotely piloted aircraft system has to answer this question, and the answer matters enormously. Reliable has built in what they call a contingency management system. If the link drops, the airplane follows a pre-programmed procedure. It can hold, divert, or continue to its destination depending on the phase of flight and how much fuel remains. The airplane does not just fall out of the sky, but regulators want to see exhaustive testing of every failure mode, and that testing takes years. Challenge number three is integration with the National Airspace System. Right now, manned aircraft talk to controllers. Controllers see a radar target and assume a pilot is listening on frequency. When the pilot is remote, you need a reliable voice relay or a new communication protocol so the remote operator can talk to approach control, tower, and center, just like a pilot in the cockpit would. Reliable has demonstrated this. Their remote operators have communicated with ATC during test flights, but scaling it to hundreds of flights a night across dozens of facilities is a different engineering problem than doing it once at a test range. Challenge number four. And this is the one nobody likes to talk about, is public perception. A caravan flying FedEx boxes at 2 a.m. over rural Kansas is a very different conversation than an empty cockpit flying passengers over downtown Dallas. Reliable knows this. That is exactly why they are starting with cargo. Cargo does not have families. Cargo does not call their congressman. If you can prove the safety case with 10,000 cargo flights, the data becomes your argument for everything that comes after. Let me give you some numbers for context. The caravan fleet worldwide is somewhere around 3,000 aircraft. A significant portion of those fly cargo missions, if reliable, can certify their system and get operational approval for even a fraction of those routes. You are talking about hundreds of aircraft that could be converted. Each conversion involves the fly-by-wire kit, the sensor suite, and the ground station infrastructure. They have not published a per-unit cost, but the economics only work if the conversion is significantly cheaper than paying a pilot for the lifetime of that route. Given that pilot compensation, training, benefits, and scheduling overhead can run well into six figures per year per aircraft, the math probably works even at a high conversion cost. The competitive landscape is worth understanding too. Swing, another Bay Area company, was pursuing a similar path with the caravan and actually flew an autonomous gate-to-gate flight. But X-Wing merged with Datalion, a Swiss company focused on computer vision for aviation. Their approach shifted towards selling the autonomy software stack to other manufacturers rather than operating their own fleet. That leaves Reliable as arguably the most focused company still pursuing end-to-end remotely operated cargo with a full-size airplane. There is also Merlin Labs, based in Boston, which is working on autonomy for military and cargo aircraft, including larger platforms. Their approach involves more artificial intelligence and machine learning in the flight management system, while Reliable leans more heavily on deterministic automation with the remote pilot providing the decision-making. These are fundamentally different engineering philosophies. The deterministic approach is easier to certify because you can test every branch of the logic tree. The AI approach is potentially more capable, but much harder to validate to FAA standards. So where are we on the timeline? Reliable has said they are targeting initial commercial operations in the mid-2020s. We are there now, and they do not yet have operational approval. That is not unusual. Aviation certification timelines slip. They always slip. The honest answer is that we are probably looking at late 2026 or 2027 for the first revenue cargo flights under some form of FAA approval, and that is optimistic. Full-scale fleet conversion is a late-decade story at the earliest. But here's why I think this matters, even if the timeline stretches. The technology is not theoretical. They have flown it. The airplane is not experimental. It is a caravan. The regulatory pathway, while slow, is not impossible. The FAA has certified remotely piloted aircraft for military use and is actively developing rules for unmanned aircraft systems integration. The pieces exist. They just have not been assembled for commercial cargo yet. And for those of us who fly, this raises an interesting question. If a caravan can fly itself reliably enough to haul boxes for FedEx, What does that mean for the rest of general aviation in 10 or 15 years? Autoland systems already exist. Autothrottle is becoming common in turboprops. Emergency descent modes, automatic go-arounds, envelope protection. The cockpit is already getting more autonomous. Whether we call it that or not, reliable is just taking the next logical step and asking what happens when you remove the seat entirely. I'm not saying that is coming for your Cherokee, but I am saying the engineering is closer than most of us assumed. That one draws from reporting by Reliable Robotics Directly, coverage in Aviation Week, and analysis from the Leehem News team who have tracked the autonomy space closely. I'm Vector. The airplane already knows how to fly. The question is whether we are ready to let it. See you next time on Clear Direct at RadioHanger.com.